Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Score! Alex Ovechkin still going strong, overpowering at 600. Score! Backstrom has tied it. Totally fired. Rebound doorstep. It's in!
Save it! Washington Capitals are the 2018 Stanley Cup champions.
Hey everyone, welcome in to the newly renamed Capitals Talk podcast as training camp is now officially here. We are recording this podcast from the MedStar Capitals Iceplex. Caps on the ice for day one of training camp. I'm Rob Carlin. Alan May is actually back in town, and that means hockey is getting closer and closer to being back. Alan, you've waited for this a long time. You've been in hockey your entire life. What's the summer of being a champ, even from a broadcaster and an alumni's point of view? How has this summer been for you?
Well, it's been conflict-free because I haven't had to get an argument sticking up for Ovechkin, Backstrom, Holpe, the group of guys that are here, and the curse of the Capitals and the woe-is-me attitude. So I didn't have to hear any of that garbage all summer long, and I was very grateful for it. I partied my ass off for the first part, and then I had to get my ass in the gym to get ready for the start of the season so I could fit my dress clothes. So the summer started out as a party and ended up being a, you know, personal boot camp to get ready.
I think that goes for a lot of people. All of us did that. We all partied our asses off. I get more people still talking to me now about the immediate aftermath of the rally, of the parade, and us going over and doing keg stands in the middle of a bar. I mean, people have come up to me like, because they were like broadcasting that live on the radio. I mean, guys, I was walking down the street after I left you that day, and I saw a bunch of guys, and they were like, "Hey, I just heard you on the radio. You guys were doing keg stands." I mean, that party was, from the players to us to everyone, that was one of the greatest, wildest scenes for days after. It was so much fun.
Well, I had a pretty good hockey career, different levels, but I would say Parade Day was the highlight of my hockey career. It was so fun. I got to be a part of it. Then we get to cover it. Then my little party at the Penn Quarter and my favorite beer on tap and in kegs. And it was fun. And the fans, to see the passion, the joy, the contentment of every citizen of D.C. that day was absolutely amazing. Just walking from the parade over to Penn Quarter was phenomenal. And I just went to bed a pretty happy man that night. Went to bed stone cold sober somehow. I don't know how I pulled that one off. And woke up the next day, and I was like, "Huh, that's what it feels like. Thank God." It was amazing, and cherish out the rest of our lives, and hopefully get to do it again.
Yeah, and we're going to hear from Brian McClellan, the GM of this team, who not only put together a Stanley Cup winning team, but has kept that whole team intact. I don't know how he did it. I don't know what magical moves he made this offseason, but he figured out a way to bury Brooks Orpik's contract and then bring him back at a cheaper price. And other than your fourth line center and your backup goalie, this whole team is back and ready to take another run at it. You've known Mac a long time. How about the job he did this offseason?
Well, I think he's done an incredible job every year from the very first year when he was part of the Barry Trotz hiring process, Todd Reardon process. You look at Lane Lambert, all the coaching staff. I look at that and then getting defense and making the team legit for the first time on defense in the Ovi era. And every year they address their concerns, except this year now being a Stanley Cup champion. He got everyone in here at pretty much the dollar amount he wanted, the terms he wanted, and he's not going to handcuff the team in the future. But to bring back pretty much the entire band, backup goalie, he should never lose. You're winning Stanley Cup. Jay Beagle, we loved him. His face-off prowess, his penalty-killing ability, the perfect citizen. You're going to have a hole to fill there, but those should be young guys coming in those spots and finding a way to climb their way up the roster. And Max put in play again like he did last year when he made it a free-for-all for six open spots on the team and guys to come in and find out what they could do as National Hockey League players.
How did he do it? Let's find out. Here's my conversation with Caps GM Brian McClellan.
So you're now a Stanley Cup winning general manager of the NHL. When did that sink in that all the plans that you had in place when you took over here culminated in the ultimate prize?
Yeah, I mean, I was talking earlier, I think it sunk in later in the summer. Part of our job just starts when the season's over, so you got to do contracts, you got to negotiate stuff. You know, we had some coaching stuff to get through. I don't think I had a chance to breathe and absorb it and have fun with it until, you know, probably in the end of August, you know, when everything just kind of settled down, quieted down, and you get to sit around and think about things that happened the previous year. So it took a while, but it's been good.
Todd said it was either the day with the cup or even maybe the day after the cup where he finally was like, wow, we did it. Like, is that when it kind of made sense for you?
Yeah, I think the day after the cup, you know. Once the cup's gone, once you all your commitments to, you know, the party, the family, and things you wanted to do with the cup, I think that put a little bit of a closure on it and gave you, you know, time to relax and enjoy and think about it.
So I told any of the players yesterday we talked with, or even today, watching them celebrate the days afterwards, the month or so afterwards, it was great because it was just pure joy. Like, there wasn't anything like completely irresponsible or some pushing the line of irresponsible, but it was just watching these guys enjoy. But for you as the guy who's running this place, when was there a point where you were like, okay, boys, you need to take this down a little bit?
Yeah, no, I mean, I thought it was all good. You know, I liked, like you said, the expression of joy, and I think it was very genuine. And, you know, they liked playing together last year. They liked being with each other, and I think, you know, they carried over into the celebration. It was authentic. I think everybody knew it was authentic. I really liked the way they shared it with the fans, too. You know, it wasn't private parties. It was, you know, they were out there and taking it around and having a good time singing and, you know, laughing and joking. And I think it went well. I it was fun to watch and keep track of. And, you know, I enjoyed them enjoying it.
So Al Kokin, I thought, brought up a great point. We recorded a sort of a season preview during the summer. And we talked about the hangover effect. And he said the hangover last year at this time was worse going through what you went through at Pittsburgh. To me, I say these are a bunch of guys in their 20s and 30s who got drunk a lot. I mean, really not that much to get past. Do you think that the hangover that everyone's talking about is sort of overblown? I'm not really buying into all that. Was it worse last year?
I think it was really bad last year, yes. Definitely worse last year. It's more emotional than anything physically. Right now I think we're at the best point we've been emotionally as a team or as the organization for probably forever. Guys are loose, guys are excited to play, guys are excited to see each other again. So it's, I don't see the hangover, and maybe it does happen, but they look like they're ready to play again.
What about Todd Reirden leads you to believe that he's ready to take over a Stanley Cup championship team?
I think his experience, I mean, he's put in his time. He's shown what he can do with defensemen, development-wise, coaching-wise. Last year we had him start to run training camp. He's done probably everything he can do to prepare himself to be a head coach. And, you know, he's going to get his opportunity here with a good group of guys that he already knows, that are familiar with his style, familiar with his systems. So, I'm expecting it to be a good fit.
So you were just talking with the media downstairs, and you brought up that Kuzi can get to the next level. And I think a lot of people see that. Allen has said he should be up amongst the scoring leaders in the league. But I thought it was interesting because you looked at more of a complete 200-foot player as the next level for him to get to.
Yeah, I think he's got it in him. I think he can play good in his own end. He can play well defensively. I think he can do it against good players. And like I said before, I think, you know, he could be a good penalty killer if he chose to.
I think that's the shocking part when you said that. Yeah. So what makes you think that?
It's just his skill level, his anticipation, the way he thinks the game. He's quick. He's a good skater. I think we've had conversations with Todd and trying him and seeing what he can do with it. I just, he can be a complete 200-foot player and be one of the best guys in this league.
So there's not a lot of plot lines with this team. I mean, pretty much everyone's in place. I mean, we saw Juice, we saw Bowie last year. Who's one or two players that you're looking at that really need to make that jump to make things interesting?
Yeah, I think we have some guys pushing from behind in the D. Siegenthaler, Lewington, Lucas Johansson, know, I would anticipate they get games this year. I would anticipate they'd have a good camp. Same with Madison. You know, up front, I think, you know, we'll play it out here. I think fourth line, there's opportunities on that fourth line where it's not set in stone. It's going to be what kind of identity the coaches want to have on the fourth line. Do we want to do a little more skill? Do we want to be more two-way line or a defensive line? We're going to have some options, and hopefully it's going to be a competitive situation on that. And in depth forwards. We got some guys that are pushing to get in the lineup. So I would expect a competitive environment at the bottom end.
What's the ceiling for Jacob Vrána and Andre Burakovsky? Is he ready to finally be consistent?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, we'll see here. I mean, he's getting a good opportunity. Both those guys have, you know, I think, you know, they should be top six, you know, 25 goal scorers at least. They have the skill to do that. It's just a matter of putting it together on a nightly basis.
What was your favorite moment, the thing you're going to take away from that whole magical ride, the two-month white-knuckle ride that led to raising the Stanley Cup?
Just the joy of the guys at the end. You know, just watching them have fun with it, watching Ovi and Backy. I mean, that was a cool moment. You know, watching Ocean as dad was fun. You know, watching Hopi and his family. I mean, it was a pretty cool experience all around to watch our guys enjoy the celebration.
Well, I've said this to all the players, and I'll say it to you too. I didn't grow up here, but I've been around the organization and enough friends around here. Thank you to all of you for some of the greatest memories this fan base could ever have.
Yeah, it was a great time. I mean, the parade was great. The support around the arena, it was pretty incredible to watch. So thank you guys.
All right, let's do it again next year.
So that's Brian McClellan, the GM of the Caps. This franchise has lived with a bullseye on their back and high expectations ever since the day Alex Ovechkin got to town. But now they are the Stanley Cup champs. How different will it be for them on a night-to-night basis in different barns around the National Hockey League, knowing that the champs are coming to town every time they go?
It's going to be extremely tough, but the one thing about being a champion is you step up in moments, and they're going to have the A triple plus game from every franchise they go against. The last place teams are going to play their best for a night, and they're going to have to find a way to put those teams out of their misery. And then on the other side of it, though, because everyone's lifting their game up, they know how to lift their game up, how they were able to win the Stanley Cup championship, how they were able to have players come together and do and execute their jobs to almost perfection. Everyone knows what's expected of them. So it should be just dealing with that and getting ready like the Pittsburgh Penguins did 2 years in a row to win the Stanley Cup the way they did. And then they got to worry about Pittsburgh again. So, you know, there's always a buildup. There's always emotion. There's fighting through injuries and personal circumstance. So it's just a lot more meaningful this year.
We had Nicholas Backstrom on Caps Training Camp Live on our Facebook Live page in the opening day of training camp. You asked him for a couple of his favorite moments now that he's had time to reflect. And he started naming, and he's like, wait, I've got like two more. Okay, I've got like three more. Like, there's so many big moments on that run. Give me your top two or three moments that you remember most from that cup run.
Well, I've got a lot. I look at it a little more deeply than the average person, and I look at Game 2 Columbus Series, Holtby coming in and being ginormous. He looks so big. He played the game different than he had during the regular season. Ovi in that third period throwing hits and shooting the puck and not wanting to lose, and they lose, but never giving up an inch. Lars Eller's ugly, ugly, ugly overtime goal, which I've said for years, if you want to win a playoffs, you got to score ugly, and that was the ugliest goal in Caps history, in my opinion.
Pelly on the feet. Connolly fires. Rebound. Doorstep, it's in! The Washington Capitals have hope, swinging back in their favor. A double OT decision.
Awesomeness! Looked like Eller got a chunk of that.
And just players stepping up along the way. I look in the Pittsburgh series going in, and Game 6, the goal by Alex Chiasson was huge.
The shot from Chiasson, he scores!
The Kuzi goal in overtime, of course, was huge. It ended it.
Kuznetsov gets loose! Evgeny coming down the middle, a shot! And it comes in over, he scores! He scores! Evgeny Kuznetsov wins it for Washington! It's off to the third round! The Demons have been exercised!
Going into Tampa, doing what they did there. But Game 6 at Capital One Arena was the best hockey game I've ever seen in that building. And then you just take it from there. Game 7, Ovi. Buck 43, I think it was, into the game. He ended it with a one-timer.
To Ovechkin, he scores!
And then you go into Vegas, they never backed down. They wanted to see what they had the first game and just kept grinding back. And Holtby save, that ended it right there. The Stanley Cup was won on that save.
Save made by Braden Holtby! Oh, my!
I don't know what the conversion rates from D.C. to Dallas or America to Canada, but I asked for two or three, and you gave me a lot, but you're not wrong. You're not wrong. Ain't wrong about any one of them, because all of those moments were so key in the Caps winning their first Stanley Cup, and now we take another run at doing this again. And with the team they bring back and the job that Brian McClellan did, why not? Why not this team do it again? We'll see what they're made of here. But thanks again for tuning in to the Capitals Talk Podcast, newly rebranded. I have to remember the name. Capitals Talk Podcast. We will be here after every single game all season long, and then throughout the week as well. So please subscribe, write a review, leave a rating. It all helps get the word out and move us up the rankings on your podcast. However you download podcasts, go and subscribe, write a review, leave a rating right now. But for Alan May, I'm Rob Krohn. We'll talk to you again as the Caps begin their quest to defend their title.